You line them up, and I'll knock them down. If you help me get interviews, I'll pay you. My publicist fired me after I did not believe in the Hollow hoax. So, and I even paid him in advance. So I need your help. You're my audience, and we're in this thing together. I'm just your voice. I'm sort of a champion of truth and logic, but that doesn't do much if no one hears me speak. So let's get outside of our comfort zone and our echo chamber, and let's reach the masses. If you're willing to help me out, I'm willing to pay you $100 every episode that you book. There's some minimum requirements, nothing crazy. I mean, it's not just book me on a show that has 100 followers. I mean, it has to have 10, 20,000 subscribers or more. But if you can book me on a show that I've never been on, I'll pay you $100. There's, you know, that's pretty much the only like real criteria that I can think of. I mean, don't put me on some silly show that's about Satanism or something like that, unless they're looking to get saved. But you know what I'm looking for here. I want to reach audiences that are interested in the truth, and I'm willing to walk into the fire and deal with controversial, even aggressive, combative interviews and even debates, and hold my own because I have the strength of my convictions. With that said, I need help to reach people. So this is an opportunity for us to once again work together to change the world and to rebut the fake news. It may not interest most of you out there. Some people may not know how to even get started. I've actually made an article that helps people. It's called How to Get Dustin Nemos on Your Favorite Channels. It's actually the full title. I'll pull it up so you guys can see it here real quick. And I will share the screen. It's called How to Get Our Hidden His Story on Your Favorite Shows. Suggest Dustin Nemos as a guest. Easy. You can find this at thesarahpayum.com. There are tens of thousands, maybe millions at this point, of podcasters out there with followings of their own, each with their own chunk of the human population, each with their own flock of souls seeking guidance, seeking truth. And, you know, many of these shepherds are clearly imperfect, as we all are. However, there is no audience that does not deserve the truth. And that's been my theory and practice and policy when it comes to doing interviews, even with fake news, even with people that don't like me or what I have to say or what I stand for, even with people that I don't necessarily like in some cases. Although, fortunately, not too many of those until the debates. Anyway, you get my point. If they're friendly, if they're interested in the truth, then invite them to have me on. You can get money. If they are controversially opposed to my truths or whatever, they hate me, combative, curious, don't believe, incredulous, just whatever it may be, even if it's a debate in a organized format, like if somebody who doesn't like me and they don't agree with me, but they have an audience to win over to our side, that's what I call a useful debate. Bring them on. But we're going to have to do it with the rules that are posted on my Iron Sharpens Iron post at Nemos News Network. This article about how to do the interviews is at the Sarah Payum. And the reason for that is because I don't want to get into a shouting match with someone on their own channel, and I don't want to argue with someone in their mama's basement. I want it to be a fair, professional, fairly moderated debate. And a lot of people out there just want to have a shouting match, and that doesn't help. That's it. That's this video. Help me if you can, and I will help you. This is a win-win for those out there who are curious about how they can help, and I can't think of anything more effective that you can do than to get me in front of big chunks of the human population right now, because people have never been more ready to hear the truth, especially about the Jews. I put out a post earlier. You may or may not agree with it, but it is the absolute truth. Let me find it and read it to you here. It was basically saying if they call you anti-Semitic, you should call them baby bombing defenders of the pedovore, organ harvesting and child trafficking defender of the world. Capital of the world. So they're basically defending the capital of human evil, which is actively engaged in baby bombing. And there's no There's no moral equivalence. You will win that argument if they call you racist and you call them a baby genocider, baby bomber, supporter of human trafficking, child rape, child transgenderism, and organ harvesting. This is what Israel is. False Israel, of course, not the real Israel of the Bible. And the world must know that. And it is time. Let's tear apart their deepest secrets in plain daylight and expose the deep state. We can tear apart their entire castle of sands foundations if we simply go after certain truths. The Holocaust, 1948, was no fulfillment of prophecy and could not be. And in fact, the real fulfillment of those particular prophecies was in 1776. America, right there in Leviticus 26:18, perfectly according to God's precise and specific prophecies and plan. We'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out. You can reach me through email, through our websites, or through nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat, or thesarahpayam.com/chat, or uncensored.church, which also has a chat room on the website there. These are all on Telegram, so you can reach me there. If you message me, try to do that at, I think it's Real Dustin Nemos on there. Just you'll find me in the chat room. Don't fall for the fakes. There's a bunch of people pretending to be me and trying to get you to like send them Bitcoin and invest in stuff. No, I'm way too poor to get you to invest in anything. Don't worry about that. That's not real. See you guys on the next one.